Time to pick up where we left off with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's talk a little bit about the snow that you have on the ground for snowmobilers and what you're expecting. We're expecting to get 5 to 8 for the general area of Marquette County. Some spots might be more than that, but what are you expecting and what do you have right now?
Well, we got about 5-6 inches. When I got in last night, you know, you have to like plow where the snow plow went, but you could drive anywhere.
Okay.
So we've only got about like six inches, but we're expecting, you know, 10 to 12 tonight. And we do have some sleds in the area. They're coming in buying trail stickers and stuff, but it's not the premium time yet. But after tomorrow, I'm sure that they'll be grooming. So I know they are grooming up by Twin Lakes, which is just north of here. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, we should be playing catch up here pretty fast.
Well, excellent. Well, I appreciate your time today, Pete. Is there anything else we can talk about as far as bait that you're carrying and what's been selling to the fishermen out of your shop there in Bruce Crossing?
Well, it's still mostly just sucker minerals, the shiners, and the fatheads. That seems to be the preferred bait right now on first ice. We do carry waxworms this time of year. I haven't sold too many of them yet, but they're starting. They're picking them up slow but sure. And as we get onto those, you know, bluegill lakes, I'm sure that'll pick up. So that looks like it right now. We've got all the different kind of lures, all the Swedish pimples, and you know what's really been working is the forage minnows from Northland.
Okay.
And the buckshot spoons seems to be, you know, the new UV colors. That seems to be really, really nice.
Excellent.
So, and we got this new line of Haley jigs for the perch and bluegills, and that's what a lot of my friends seem to be talking about. They're excited about trying them out. So that little chain thing, and then it seems to be really, really good.
What about moonshine?
Oh, moonshine. That goes without saying. If you don't have some of them in your box, you better get them now.
Which ones are selling the most, like the shiver minnows or?
Yep, shiver minnows are good. You know, and they have several different one sizes. And the super glow ones, you know, the size one. You know, some of them, they use a smaller size, the size zero, but the one seems to be the most popular for the walleyes. So.
Okay, all right. Well, Pete, I really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to throw at us?
Not right now. And listen, I'm going to get on that ice so that you can have some blow-by-blow descriptions.
There we go. We'll try to catch up with you again soon then.
Hey, and I did want to send, I'm going to send you some pictures. I meant to do this the other day.
Yeah.
We had some pictures of the ice broke up on Lake Ogivek.
Okay.
When it warmed up. And then it refroze. And it was just really strange because it looked like you were walking on a cloud.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, cool.
I'll send that
yeah.
So you can put it on the website and show people.
Yeah, we'll put it on our Facebook page for sure. Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
Will you take
I'll
care?
I'll send it right away.
We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right.
Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, filling us in on the West End there. And this is The Outdoor Show.